Hi there, this is Dr. Teresa Dale, and we're going to be talking about your cortisol levels and the relationship to hormone rejuvenation. And so just get your pencil and paper ready. Feel free to call in should you have a question. And we will, I think that they've given the phone numbers for call-in. If they haven't, then that's a problem. But there should be a phone number right there for you to call in and ask any question. We want to know, and I want to know about your health. I want to know about how you're feeling. I think the most important thing to realize about cortisol levels is that when they're elevated, this is the worst condition. When cortisol levels are elevated, you see, cortisol levels when elevated have a lot to do with your thinking and your mind and how your brain functions. So if you're feeling very moody, very tired, very depressed, fatigue, and have hot flashes and insomnia, there's a very strong possibility of your cortisol levels being elevated. And this is very negative for your body. It actually can cause you to gain weight around the middle of your body, your abdomen more than any other place. And sometimes women notice that for the first time in their life, they have a gut or they have fat on the middle of their body and they don't know why. And so it's very good to have a saliva test to determine the truth about your body and how your body is functioning related to the cortisol levels. Now, if you want more information about cortisol and how that relates to your hormones, a saliva test would be wise because you'll find out the truth and it won't just be somebody's opinion about what you need to do about your cortisol levels. So to get that saliva test, you need to call Rhonda Grossman and just ask for Rhonda at 800-219-1261. 800-219-1261. Should you want to read about it before your call, then just give us a call at just look at our email, our website at www.wellnesscenter.net. And that's our website, wellnesscenter.net. So we really want to give you important information during this hour, but I can tell you to start off with, whatever I explain to you during this hour, you'll have a much clearer understanding of cortisol levels related to your hormones, but ideally for your body, you need to have a saliva test to know how that relates to you as an individual. But I'm going to cover the overall information, and then if you choose to call, you may do so at any time. So cortisol levels control how you feel, how you think, whether you're tired or not, and they relate to all of your hormones, especially your estrogen levels. They also relate to your thyroid levels. In other words, if your cortisol levels are elevated or depressed, you could have a thyroid problem, okay? Because cortisol is a hormone that is produced from your adrenal glands. You have two adrenal glands. They are located above the kidneys, okay, and they don't touch the kidneys, but they're located above the kidneys. And it is proven that when the cortisol levels are elevated, that a person could have thyroid issues as well, because cortisol is produced from the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands and the thyroid gland are on the same axis, AXIS. In the five-element theory of Chinese medicine, the adrenals and the thyroid function in tandem together, so that when you have a cortisol issue, we always also look at thyroid function. And to check thyroid function, the most accurate way to do that is to get a blood test done whereby you're testing the following four hormones. So you, in order to see exactly what's going on with your thyroid, you need to have these four thyroid hormones tested, or it's not accurate. And they need to be tested at the same time, in the same panel, the same trip to the lab. If you have them, these tests done separately at different times, it's not accurate. It's not a complete picture. So you want to have the free T3, free T4, thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is TSH, and then the thyroid peroxidase, which is TPO. TPO. You want to have those four tests done. And you can. Here's an easy way for you to get those tests done to see if the thyroid is functioning. Because remember, if you have cortisol issues, then that's related to the adrenal glands and how they function, and adrenal and thyroid work in tandem. They're in the same axis. So we can't leave anything out. We have to be very specific and very clear and very exact with what's going on with your body. So the best way to get that tested is through a test, a blood test, and I created a portal on my website for everyone to be able to order their own blood tests without going to a doctor. It's all legal. I have always believed that people can order their own blood tests and saves you a doctor's visit, plus you get deep discounts on ordering any of the testing from my website. You want to go to thewellnesscenter.net, and then on the left side, under Quick Links, you'll see a link that says Order Blood Tests. Click on that, and then you'll look for the Dale panel, D-A-L-E, the Dale panel. You order that, you pay for it yourself. They send you a little slip, and that little label kind of slip, and they tell you where to go for the blood test, which is the closest location to where you're, where you reside, where you live. And then you bring in this little slip. They know just what to do. And then when the test is completed, they email it back to you directly. And then you're in charge. And then you can send it to any health provider you want if you want to get that reviewed. Or you may not need to, because it may be crystal clear what's going on. So those are the four tests that you need to have done in order to know if you have a thyroid issue. So you need the free T3, free T4, TSH, and the TPO. TPO stands for thyroid peroxidase test. Some people also like to do a free T3 uptake, but these four, when they're done together in one test, one trip to the lab, we should be able to nail down if you have a thyroid problem. And if you do, we'll know exactly how to help you with that. So when you're looking at cortisol levels, you also have to look at adrenal function. Are the adrenals exhausted from your stress levels? And we also look at thyroid to see how the thyroid is functioning. So this is the most important thing, is to relate cortisol levels to functioning of other organs in your body. So the cortisol levels become low, depressed, or elevated, which is even worse, when a person doesn't handle stress well, or they are exposed to so much stress over a long period of time that their adrenal glands just get exhausted from dealing with it. And so there's a couple of things I can recommend to you to help you deal with stress in your life. It's the most important thing I can tell you. And those things are as follows. You want to read my book, Transform Your Emotional DNA, which is a self-help book that teaches you how to be in charge of your emotions. And there's a wonderful exercise in there called the Bliss Exercise. And it allows you to still your mind, to stop the thinking process when you need it the most, when you're in the middle of turmoil in your life and you think, oh my God, how am I ever going to like have a normal life because my mind is always going to the negatives or I'm in so much fear, you'll have this tool which will enable you to stop thinking and to still the mind, most importantly. This tool, the Bliss Exercise in the Transform Your Emotional DNA book, this tool alone can cure disease, because when the stress is eliminated, when the emotions are balanced, your body can heal itself. And that allows all the good things to come to you, because your mind isn't cluttered with negativity. So it's very, very important. And the other thing I can recommend is for you to do the neuroemotional survey, which is a free self-test that is on my website, wellnesscenter.net. If you go to the website, wellnesscenter.net, up at top, you'll see free tests, self-tests. So you'll click on free self-tests and you'll see the neuroemotional survey. And you can fill that out, and at the bottom of it, you'll see a key so that you'll be able to figure out which emotions are most pressing for you to handle right away before they cause the disease, and then you can select a neuroemotional remedy that will help you to release and detox the emotions that are most pressing in your life to release, the ones that could be causing illness. So in order to handle your cortisol levels, you need to have the neuroemotional remedies and to use the Bliss Exercise in the Transform Your Emotional DNA book. There's another tool that I'm going to share with you that's most helpful in balancing your stress. When you balance your stress, you take away illness, you strengthen your immune system, and you handle and heal your adrenal glands. And that's why we're talking about this. One of the most fantastic ways to heal your adrenal glands and your emotions is through the MetaWellness self-healing training. And the MetaWellness self-healing training is a kit. And this kit incorporates a workbook, all of the neuroemotional remedies, and a studio recorded a CD, instructional CD. Through using this kit, you can heal your mind and body. And you can heal physical illness and many other situations and life conditions. I would suggest reviewing that on the website at wellnesscenter.net. And if you want to ask questions about it, you can call Rhonda at 800-219-1261. So just bringing you up to date on all of this, we're looking at the neuroemotional remedies. We're looking at the neuroemotional remedy survey to get you started. We're looking at the Transform Your Emotional DNA book. And we're looking at the MetaWellness Healing Kit. When you utilize these tools and have a saliva test to see the state of your adrenal glands before and after, I can tell you, you're going to have really good success. If you follow everything I just said, then cortisol levels heal. The body heals. The immune system is strengthened. And you are on a fantastically healthy path to control all of the issues in your life so that you create more positive issues than negative issues. I know you know people like this, but in my life, because I work on clients, sometimes you see clients that don't create very many positive things happening in their life. They create mostly negative issues in their life. That is due to their thinking and to what they put their attention on. So we need to work with your thoughts and to detoxify all of the negativity and the negative thoughts out of your existence, out of your consciousness, and to replace them with positive thoughts. This way, you will have an opportunity to create basically a new life and new experiences. You have an opportunity to change every day, to change these things without doubt every single day. So I want to help you to see that you can have a different experience. Excuse me. That you can have an experience of joy, bliss, balance, and to have a life whereby you can take the stress or any stressors that happen and you can process them almost immediately on the spot so that you don't react to things, so that you can respond to things that happen, but yet not be in a reactive mode where you take it to the extreme and where your perception goes to the negative. Many people get so used to handling stress in a negative way that their first reaction to anything that comes up goes into that negative direction. I want to encourage you to not do that because you have a choice to not do that. You have another choice. The choice is to make everything go into a positive direction, a positive approach to responding to things. And that you, all of a sudden when you hear that something has happened, instead of having a negative reaction, that you naturally look towards perceiving it in other ways. Because you do have that choice. Many people are not aware of that. So I want to encourage you to have that positive reaction to things, or at least think about it in other ways other than a negative way. Look at it as in a positive way. So I can't quite tell you how important it is to do that, because your whole, the health of your physical, mental, and emotional body depends on how you handle the stressors that come up. Whether or not you have disease in your life also depends on the skill of handling issues that may happen either in your job or in your personal life. So we can do that once again by programming or deprogramming your mind to act in a negative way or in a fearful way, and programming your mind to look at the positive. So our adrenal stress is directly related to our cortisol function. And if we gain weight, if we lose weight, how we perceive things that happen depends on if our adrenal cortisol levels are going to be high, low, or normal. Now, once a person has had chronic stress for years and they've dealt with it in a negative way, that needs to change, okay? And changing how we relate to things that happen could take 3 months to fix, but 3 months really working on it and putting your attention on it is a very short period of time to see a change in our healing process. So I want to really encourage you to understand that healing doesn't have to take a long time. It just depends how we approach it and what tools we have at our disposal. And to help you even further, I want to recommend that you go to wellnesscenter.net and that you look at the tools that are available to you. It's a beautiful wellness and anti-aging research center that we have for you. We have some award-winning, evidence-based, scientifically proven natural products, and we are really the pioneers in safe medicine. Now, what I mean when I say safe medicine is that when you're using something to balance your cortisol levels and you're using something to a natural product to hopefully help your adrenal glands, you don't want it to contain heavy metals. You don't want it to include and contain any products or ingredients from China which can have toxic reactions. What you want is the product that you're using to be safe, to be homeopathic, and to work. To take it even one step further, our products that are homeopathic are registered with the FDA. What that means is that we have to go through a registration process with each formula so that the people that use them know that these are registered products and that every bit of care has been taken so that you know that they're healthy for you and that they don't contain any toxic materials. I also would invite you, when you go to our website, to listen to prior lectures and radio interviews, because you'll see many there. You'll see Balancing Your Hormones Safely, which was done on the last BBC radio. You'll see information on our HCG diet protocol, human chorionic and adiotrophin. This can be very, very helpful for you're losing the weight that you've gained because your adrenal cortisol levels are out of balance. And also to know if you do have a thyroid problem that is related to the adrenal cortisol burnout, that you can fix your thyroid issue by using homeopathic formulas and our bioavailable iodine. We have a very safe bioavailable and completely absorbable iodine that you can start using yourself and purchase, taking one a day to start. It's very, very strong, and it contains organic chamomile leaves so that it's very easy on your digestion. Some iodine can be very hard on your digestion, whereas our iodine is very easy to digest. So I truly want to recommend that if you have a thyroid problem and you have adrenal cortisol problems, that iodine will be very useful for your body. We also have a wonderful neuroemotional remedy to reconnect the thyroid and adrenal axis so that the thyroid that is imbalanced because of the adrenal cortisol issues will become balanced, and that axis, AXIS, it's the adrenal thyroid axis, will be balanced once more. This also balances your hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal axis. So this one remedy balances hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, and the thyroid adrenal axis. So you want to definitely take a look at this, as well as getting our five elements saliva test. And once again, I think that your calling Rhonda would help her explain all of these things to you and what remedies are most useful, and you can get a saliva test from her. Her number is 800-219-1261. Now, as we've been discussing, your emotions are extremely important to deal with, to handle, because this is an idea, this gives you an idea if your cortisols are out of balance. So if the cortisols are out of balance, you're going to have a lot of emotional issues, okay? And you're going to have a lot of mental fatigue. And in order to balance them, you're going to need to follow the protocol that I've been speaking with you about. I also want to share with you that on the website you're going to get some free self-tests. If you go there, you'll see the emotional survey, you'll see a self-test for male hormones, a self-test for female hormones, a digestive gallbladder liver colon test, a wellness plan, a candida assessment test. You're going to see a neurotransmitter self-assessment test, which is most important to take, because if you have neurotransmitters that are out of balance, the chances of your adrenal cortisol levels being out of balance is very great. When adrenal cortisol levels are elevated, there's a very high probability of your having neurotransmitter imbalances. Now, do you have parasites? That's another test where you're going to see and check out some of the symptoms related to parasites. And also, there's another self-test for herpes. You want to check out that as well. What we offer on our website is a really an opportunity to heal yourself and take charge of your life. And rather than leaving that all up to somebody else, we know that you can do that. Now, in the resource area of the Wellness Center, you will get a free candida diet and a cleanse, and you will see how to clean your body and detoxify your body of candida. You want to definitely use the Candida Ease protocol. It's a homeopathic remedy called Candida Ease. If you have adrenal burnout and your cortisol levels are out of balance, there's also a good chance that you could have candida. Our saliva test will indicate that. It will show you if you have candida. Why guess? Why not do a saliva test, see how your hormones are, your adrenal glands are functioning, and see if you have candida and food intolerances. You learn about all of that on one saliva test. Also, under the resource area of my website, you'll see the causes of cancer. You'll learn about all the different causes of cancer, and you'll also learn about each condition and different kinds of health conditions, and you may see your health condition there. And then there's the doctor's corner, because I train doctors full-time. You'll have an opportunity to glean information about health providers, and if you are a health provider, you'll have an opportunity to connect with Dr. Dale there. You want to also learn about something very special that will dramatically heal your adrenal glands. It's called our Fibonacci sequence homeopathic remedies. And those are special remedies that allow the body to heal and actually make homeopathy twice as potent and powerful. You'll also, you know, one of the most important things I tell my clients and patients to do is to look at the five-element body clock. The five-element body clock allows you to see all of the organs, systems, and glands, what elements they're related to in Chinese medicine, and what time of the day or night that they are most sensitive. In other words, if you wake up early in the morning, let's say at 2 o'clock in the morning, every night you wake up at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m., that would be your liver time, and that being that you're waking up at that time would indicate that there's a lot of liver stress in your body, and you may want to do a whole body deep cleanse. Let's say you wake up at 4 o'clock every morning. I have patients that tell me every morning I wake up at 4 a.m. no matter what I do, and even if I take something like a sleep aid of some kind, I wake up at 4 a.m. That means you have a colon problem, in that you have a lot of grief, or you have things that are unresolved emotionally, and also that you have a lung issue. And that could be some kind of suppressed bronchitis, pneumonia, TB, or some kind of a lung issue. Could be from 20 years that is manifesting that way. So if you wake up every morning with nausea or feeling a stomach issue, with some kind of a stomach issue, or you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have diarrhea, okay, or you, that's the stomach time, is 8 a.m., okay, directly 8 a.m. If it happens between 7 and 9, it's still the stomach, but directly straight up 8 a.m. Large intestines is 6 a.m. in the morning. If you wake up every morning at 6 a.m. and you have to instantly rush to the bathroom for a bowel movement, and if you have, if you happen to have an abnormal bowel movement at 6 a.m. every morning, it's abnormal, it's loose stools, that's an indication. That's the large intestine, the colon time, that's the indication that you could have some kind of a colon imbalance. Now, if you woke up at 6 a.m. every morning and you had a normal bowel movement, then that's okay. But if you had abnormal bowel movements every morning, 6 a.m., I would look at parasites. I would look at having a parasite test done. So a lot of people want to know what times of day and evening is related to your hormones. Well, every time of the day or evening has a relationship to something, okay? And when we test the cortisol levels in your saliva test panel, we test at the specific times to cover all organs and glands to see if the cortisol level is out of balance, if the related meridian is out of balance, if the related emotion is out of balance. We get to see a very wide picture of what's going on in your body so that we can report back from this large blueprint exactly what program you should be taking. And this is why we have so much great success. Now, that body clock is available under resources at the Wellness Center, wellnesscenter.net. I do want to talk to you a little bit more. I think a lot of people are afraid to learn about homeopathy because they think it's complicated. It's really not that complicated. And I want to go over it very briefly with you so that you have an understanding, because homeopathy is what you'll be doing in order to heal your adrenal stress and your adrenal cortisol levels and to balance them. You'll be using homeopathic medicine. Homeopathy are micro-dosed natural substances derived from botanical, animal, or mineral sources. A specific homeopathic medicine dilution is obtained by precise and controlled process of successive homeopathic dilutions. It's called succussion. This process of the way that homeopathic medicine is made actually transforms the original substance into a therapeutically active medicine that really, really kills pathogens. It can be used for balancing hormones, for strengthening weakened organs and glands. But homeopathy is safe, natural, balances the body, and allows the body to return to optimal wellness in a very short period of time. Homeopathy stimulates the body's ability to heal with very small amounts of natural substances. The wonder of homeopathic medicine is its safety. It has absolutely no side effects in the last 200 years. And the incredibly small amount of medicine needed and the rapidity of healing, in other words, the rapidness of healing, it's one of its most amazing attributes. So homeopathy is basically, the word homeopathy is taken from two Greek words, homos, meaning similar, and pathos, meaning suffering. Homeopathy, therefore, means similar cures, similar, or like cures like. So similar cures similar, or like cures like. The word homeopathy was first coined by Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of modern homeopathy. Definitions of common homeopathic terms. We want to talk about those for a minute. because the definitions are what oftentimes throws people. They don't understand the potencies and the dilutions and the whole thing, you know? And I think it's important to understand the power in what you're taking. And being that homeopathy is so effective, and people don't even know why it's effective. They don't even know what they're taking oftentimes, but yet they say, I took this and it cured it, and I don't know why it cured it. This is just one of the most amazing things about homeopathy, is you don't need to know why, but if you understood it better, then it would lead you to come up with more answers about your own case, your own situation, your own healing. So let's look at some definitions of some common homeopathic terms. Short-term illness with temporary symptoms are termed acute in homeopathy. So if you've only had the problem for a short term with temporary symptoms, that's called acute. Acute illnesses respond very well to homeopathy. And we often use low potencies that can be repeated safely and often. However, let's not forget that acute illnesses may have a chronic component that is the cause initiating the acute illness. Basically, to wrap it up, homeopathy is according to the law of similars, like cures like. There's different types of homeopathic formulas. There's nosodes, which cure pathology. There's sarcodes from healthy organ tissues. And there's the classical and remedies, which are individual single formulas. And then there are the combination formulas that have a broad spectrum approach. Just so that you're aware that there's many different potencies that you can get a homeopathic remedy in, and they all start with a mother tincture, which is the original standardized preparation of a substance from which homeopathic remedies are made. Like a mother tincture might be the herb chamomile, for example, that they make a tincture out of that, a mother tincture. And then from there, they make the dilutions of the homeopathic remedies, and then they produce the final product. But I just wanted to share that little bit about homeopathy with you and invite you to go to the website and to review the self-tests and get the saliva test, and give us a call should you have any questions. Give Rhonda a call at 800-219-1261. And I'm sorry we were cut off. We kind of pieced it up here at the end. But tune in to the next radio show, and please go to our website so that you can get our free newsletter. We have lots of wonderful information from you, for you, every week, and this will get you up to date on the radio shows that I do, and also other information about your healthcare, hormone rejuvenation, insomnia, weight loss, and all health issues, including in candida and parasites. So I wish you the very best and happy and healthiest month. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. And please feel free to give us a call at any time. The phone number should be on the website, and next time I'll have it ready to give out to you during the show. Okay, bye-bye for now.